Right now, it is time to bring in someone that we don't yell at, and that is Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy in her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Dr. Judy Werpin. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. I hope it's a pleasant morning.
It is.
We were doing.
Not for the computer, but everything else.
No, well, I usually cry with my computer, at my computer. I don't yell at it. It always reduces me to tears when it stops working or communicating with my printer or going black. You know, the screen goes black and you can't get it back on again. It's one of the stressors that causes me to lose any control of my emotions. And I think it's very typical.
Yes, it is. So, if you were here, I'm afraid that you might be yelled at, but that's all right. I actually don't think you'd dare.
I know. Fortunately, you know, there are things that are, you know, have more trouble breaking, like maybe a pen or a mechanical pencil or just a, you know, pencil and a pencil sharpener, so you can still communicate sometimes without the computer. Anyway, the thing that, Jill, I want to talk to you about is something that, you know, we've talked about off and on, but I had a discussion with my colleague who had written our book, The Serotonin Power Diet, because we're thinking about revising it. And one of the things that has come across in those several years since we published this book, that is for people who gain weight on their antidepressant medication, is the fact that we occasionally get emails, usually an email or sometimes a letter, from people who claim that they have been on antidepressants but have gone off of the gain weight, but went off the medication when it was deemed appropriate to do so, and went on a diet to get back to the weight they had been before they went on these medications and could not lose weight. You know, and at first, when we first started getting these letters, we thought, well, you know, a lot of people claim they can't lose weight, but if you really look at what they're doing, they're just eating too much or moving too little to lose weight, but they think that they are, you know, doing something appropriate. But actually, if you really put them on a diet and it got them to exercise several times a week, they would start losing weight. But that turned out not to be the case, because they kept getting, you know, email or telephone call after another over several years of people who would say, you know, I work out, I go to the gym, I have never had a problem with following a healthy lifestyle before I went on my antidepressants. I have no trouble going back to following this now, and I cannot lose weight. You know, I've gone to my doctor. It's not my metabolism. Nobody understands, and they really just sort of ignore me. And we've gotten so many of these, you know, really cries for what am I going to do, that, you know, we've tried to look into what the pharmaceutical companies are saying about this or what, you know, the psychiatric community is saying about this, and there's a deadly silence, not deadly, but great big silence. Nobody wants to touch the subject. Nobody even wants to know that people have gained weight, let alone that, you know, really months, maybe sometimes years after they stop taking the medications, they can't lose it. You know, it would be as if you would have chemotherapy, God forbid, and you lost your hair, and everybody said, oh, it should come back, but 2 years later, you're as bald as a billiard ball, okay? You know, and people say, well, forget about her. You know, she's an outlier. We don't really want to.
Right.
Why she lost her hair and can't get it back again.
And the other problem is not problem, but there are people who are aware of this. It's just, and it's, you know, it's what's really, really unfair is that the information is not spread about equally. Let's just say, and I'm trying to be really diplomatic. So you've got certain people who say to their psychopharmacologist, "Well, I don't want to put on any weight, so you're going to have to find something that I don't put weight on with." And
yeah,
then there's this there's something light, but that is how they design their
therapy, yeah.
Yeah.
But oftentimes the medications that have the least weight-gaining potential also have the least therapeutic
effect.
Potential.
Exactly. But so they're bursting into tears. You know how in Broadway musicals you burst into song? Well, they're bursting into tears, but they're not putting on weight. It's like, all right, why? Not why are you not putting on weight, but why are you taking something that is only contributing to your bursting into tears? You have to find something else.
Exactly. Might as well taking a sugar pill.
Exactly.
Well, so what we were thinking about is why, you know, not why, but because we know why, because they won't do it. But wouldn't it be practical and effective if at the time you were told by your therapist, you know, Jill, I think maybe it's a good idea for your blank diagnosis that you went on an antidepressant, and it may cause you to gain weight. But at the beginning, as soon as you start taking this, you are very you really monitor your changes in appetite, and you monitor how tired or not tired you are to see whether that affects your exercise. And if you find yourself, let's say, craving foods that you never craved before you went on, you know, the antidepressant, you know, this is how you could stop the craving. You know, if you all of a sudden started craving French fries and you never ate them before because you really didn't like eating that high-fat, high-carbohydrate food, now, you know, if you have maybe a handful of Cheerios before, you know, a meal or in the middle of the evening when you felt like munching on chocolate, it might prevent you from gaining weight or might reduce the amount of weight gain you gain to maybe 1 or 2 pounds, which is totally manageable. And I'm going to weigh you, or you weigh yourself every, you know, every week. We'll keep track of your weight when you come back 6 weeks later. If there really is a substantial increase of weight, we're really going to take measures immediately, not to change your medication, but to get you to stop gaining the weight. You know, rather than ignoring it, as many psychiatrists say, oh, I don't want to weigh my patients because then they may stop coming to me and stop taking the antidepressant. You take a proactive approach and say, okay, you may gain weight, but this is what you're going to do immediately. You know, again, getting back to that hair analogy, if you have chemotherapy, I have a friend who went through chemotherapy. She wasn't in the she wasn't in the hospital 2 days before somebody came to her and said, we're going to get you a wig. You know, the point is that's a known side effect, and somebody says, well, no, you don't want to go. You know, you want to deal with this, we have a solution, or a wig, or a scarf, or a hat, or something. Why can't therapists do this? They know weight gain is a major side effect. They know that it's hard for people to lose weight. They know it causes people to become more depressed as they find their body changing. They can't fit into their clothes. People look at them and say, wow, you've changed because your face is all pudgy now. Why can't this be part of the support system when you go on to one of these drugs so that you don't gain the weight? And you really can, you can prevent yourself from doing this. And I, you know, I'm not sure, you know, if we do, because we're thinking about, again, revising a book and making it available for people who are just starting on these drugs, I'm sure that there's going to be a great big silence from the psychiatric community, as there has been, you know, for all these years.
Yeah, and the idea is at some point it would be really nice. It would be really nice if that weren't. Well, yes, but also if it were literally managed up front, because now it's become so fear based that you either have the group that knows that that weight gain is caused, and they're just terrified of it. You know, it's no longer sensible. It's the dire side effect. So you end up in a completely different dialogue than one that could help you. And that is what I find so troubling.
Yeah, and exactly. And, you know, if you took a medication and the doctor said, you know, this medication really may cause your stomach to hurt because it might cause extra acid to be produced, so have the pill with meals, right? You've heard that. Or, you know, maybe if it really is bad, then you might consider taking one of the over-the-counter acid reducers, like Tums. You know, because you may feel some discomfort. You would be told that immediately. You wouldn't be waiting 6 weeks to come back, crawling to your doctor and say, oh, you know, my stomach is really killing me. I don't know what happens every time I take this pill. I feel like, you know, somebody's stabbing me in the stomach because of the acid. Oh, did we forget to tell you to take some Tums with it? You know, no, that would never happen. But it's the analogy is with this weight situation. Is that your psychiatrist, your therapist, your psychiatric social worker won't tell you, because they don't want you to stop taking the medication, that you might gain weight, and they won't tell you what steps to take to prevent it from happening. I think that's a change.
I fully endorse that. Yes, we will. We're just like one step at a time, but we will do that.
Well, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy every Thursday right before our connection with This Week in the Lakeville Journal.
And you can hear.